Dustin, how are you feeling right now?
Feeling good. Feeling real good right now.
You had a minor forearm strain not too long ago. Is that a concern for you at all?
No. It was more to do with, we're not pitching for so long. It's just those muscles got fatigued, and it's just something I expected to go through.
So when you come into games, how long have you been pitching, like, and how have you been used?
Well, I've been starting, and I finished my last game at four innings, so my next game is scheduled to go five innings, so that's going to be, I think that's the magic number to get to is five innings.
So, Dustin, have you or the club determined what your long-term role will be on a pitching staff?
Well, as far as I know, it's going to be starting as far as I know, but, whatever they need me to do, I'm willing to do, and whatever I can do to help the team.
Do you have a preference?
I'd probably start. That's what I've been most of my life, and that's where I'm comfortable at.
You know, we've had a lot of people call in discussing you last couple of years or so, and, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays looking for a closer, and I know you don't want to look too far ahead. You want to take things slow, but the Toronto Blue Jays and Blue Jay fans looking for a closer, and many people just say, well, how about Dustin McGowan? Is that something you've ever done before? Is that something that you might look into doing?
Well, I've never done it, but that's one of those positions where it'd be fun, and I mean, you've got to have a lot of nerves of steel to do that, to be a closer. So, I wouldn't mind doing it if I was needed to do it, and be something the challenge I accepted.
Dustin McGowan with us on the Jeff Sammet Show on Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590. And Dustin, you've had many setbacks in your recovery. Have you ever had a time where you were so frustrated you wanted to call it quits for good?
No. That's just not who I am. It was been 3 years of hell, pretty much. And but luckily I have my family that was here with me, and they kept me going. And if I didn't have them, it'd probably been a different story.
What's the biggest obstacle right now for you, Dustin, for you in getting back to the majors?
Just going out and pitching now and getting comfortable again and just facing more batters.
3 years. You know, I can't believe it's been 3 years. I can imagine how you're feeling right now. I mean that must keep you up at night. You're so close after a long journey. How are you feeling about that? Are you getting any sleep? I mean, is it something that's constantly on your mind?
It is on my mind a lot, but no, I sleep just fine. I'm more excited about making it back than anything. And you know, when you just look back at everything I've been through, it's going to be a good reward at the end.
I don't want to have you looking too far ahead, because I don't want you to be distracted from the task at hand, and that's getting back to us here in Toronto. But It's got to be human nature that in this long journey, you've kind of lived that moment in your head where you walk out, you have your name called out at the Rogers Center in front of the Toronto Blue Jays fans, where you run out for the first time. Have you kind of dreamt about that moment? Have you kind of like played that movie in your head already?
I have. I was telling someone today, it's almost like it's going, when I do make it back, it's going to, almost going to be like my debut again. I mean, because it's been so long, and I'm sure the nerves will be there, and it's going to be a lot of excitement.
So how has your stuff changed on your pitches since 3 years ago, Dustin?
I don't think it's changed much at all. I may have been just a little stronger when I was healthier, but it seemed to be, everything seems to be coming back like it used to. So I've been very blessed to have that.
You've got Sal Fasano as your manager, and of course he caught you before. How big a help has he been?
Well, anytime the manager here, the guys you play with, also got Pete Walker, who I played with, who's our pitching coach. So, it's been great to have those guys, because they've seen you pitch, they know you, and each time I go out, if I'm off just a little bit, those guys they know what to look for.
Dustin, you must know that there have been so many Jays fans calling into this show and onto the station asking about you over the past 3 years. Lots of fans waiting for you. They're behind you. Are you feeling the support?
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of people have been telling me about it, and you know, I'm very grateful and thankful for the fans, and they've stuck with me.
Yeah, it must be odd. You know, you've been with the organization for so long. You've been absent from the big league club for 3 years. Do you kind of look up and down the roster as it exists right now and say, yeah, I don't know a lot of these guys?
Yes. When you finally get back up there, it's going to be like meeting your whole new team. And but, you know, Alex has done a great job of making some trades and getting some young players. And you look forward to meeting these new guys.
Dustin McGowan, are there a bunch of former teammates that you keep in touch with that may have wanted to check in with you every once in a while to lend their support and see how you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, we're still real close friends with Sean Markham and Brandon League and those guys. So it's I keep in touch with those guys pretty good bit.
As you are right now, Dustin McGowan, are you ready to be a Toronto Blue Jay?
Yes.
Just waiting for the call-up, huh?
I'm just waiting.
Just waiting for the phone to ring. Unfortunately, tonight it was us. Well, before not too long, Dustin McGowan, we expect you back here with the Toronto Blue Jays. It's going to be a game that I'm surely going to be at. I'm going to drop whatever I'm doing to be there in anticipation of your coming back to the Rogers Centre, because, you know, we saw Brett Laurie make his debut with the Toronto Blue Jays earlier this year. We saw Roy Halladay come back as a Philadelphia Philly for the first time in Toronto. But your comeback, and I don't want you to look too far ahead, but your comeback, I think I'm going to put that right up there. I mean, that is going to be a wonderful moment in Toronto sports history and in Blue Jays history as well. We're all looking forward to it. I'm sure you are as well. So we can't wait to see you out at the Rogers Centre sooner rather than later. Dustin McGowan, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for everything, guys.